Unit 50, Artistic Masterpieces. Michelangelo gathered all of his materials and made his way to the church to begin work on his masterpiece. The Vatican hired him for one of the most important projects. Projects yet to be undertaken on their new cathedral. They wanted him to spend the next 4 years painting a series of murals. Murals and frescoes on the church walls and ceiling. The church chose him since he was the descendant. Descendant of another famous artist who was known for completing stunning work. Michelangelo was hesitant at first to take on the job, for the church had been known to misconstrue. Misconstrue the truth of their contracts to those they hired on. He was worried that they would slander him in the news if he did not accomplish his task on time, and that this would ruin his reputation. However, after skimming over the contract and speaking at length with his employers, he agreed to begin work. On his first day, the Pope entered the church and spoke in a direct monotone voice to the artist. He made it clear that the ceiling was to be flawless. Flawless. And that his work would last for centuries. Michelangelo described in detail the sequence of paintings and sculptures that he was planning on constructing over the course of his employment. Upon observing the height of the ceiling roof, he knew that building a system of scaffolds would be unavoidable. Unavoidable. He did not want to yield to this fact, since he hated heights, but in the end, the artist constructed a system by which he was able to paint the high ceiling. Each day he spent painting the ceiling, he was perpetually on his back. This made for a highly dangerous work environment that made him uncomfortable, yet he put his life in jeopardy. Jeopardy. In the hopes that his work would pay off. As he painted, he often threw waste away on the floor instead of the proper receptacles. Receptacles. Since he was so tired from a hard day's work, he hoped that when the church was finished, the world would marvel at his work while attending Mass. He could almost hear the sounds of applause carried by sonic waves bouncing off the high church walls.